My first game of football was against Great Preston, and we'd been given some Arsenal strip kit. We didn't have an outstanding team. We had a run-of-the-mill side, like, you know. We had good players, but we didn't have... Everyone want a good player, like, you know, without pulling anybody apart, like, you know. I mean, probably I were less than what I should be. But we went to Great Preston, who had a good team, and we beat them 5-3 or 5-2. And Peter Healy had a cracking game. We were strong. And I can remember, and a chap called Harry Higgins was in goal. Normally, he played upfield, but they put him in goal, and he had a good game. He had a very good game. And that was my first game. But I wasn't happy playing outside left. I coveted the fact that I was a left full back, and I wanted to play left full back anyway. Later, maybe about the second season, they moved me to left full back, did Mr. Plough's, and I was happy from then on.
What teams did you play apart from Great Preston? Which other teams can you remember playing against?
Ollerton Bywater, Woodlesford, Rothwell, Mickletown, Three Lane Ends, what's that area? Three Lane Ends at Cass there.
And how did you get to and from the away games?
We bussed it. Yeah, we bussed it. We went on the bus. Normal bus.
So you all trooped off with Mr.
We all trooped off, yeah. And got there, like, and played the game of football. And then we had to get home again. Peter and I, later on, were selected for the district. And they were playing at Micklefield. And we had to catch two buses to get to Micklefield. And then we had to come back. And, oh, dear. We wasn't bothered, you know. All we wanted was a game of football.
What about the other football players in the village that you can remember when you were growing up?
Dennis Watson, Buster, cracking footballer. Derek Flint, Charlie Cornish, Raymond and Trevor Smales, they both played. Tom Wolford was the goalkeeper. Ernest Cornish played. Woodlesford, footballers always came out of Woodlesford. Terry Hollis, Kenny Biggs, Colin Ellis, Dickie Hughes. Then there was Derek and George Gator. Derek went on to get trials with Leeds United, spent some time with Leeds, and then he didn't quite make the professional grade, but he was a good coach, and he went like Ossett and Bradford and places like that, you know. But George, who was a left full back, was George. He was brilliant.
And did you play against him?
Never. He was older than me. To play with him would have been a delight, but he played the same position that I played, so I couldn't have played with him. I could only have played against him. But I remember George played for Swillington. I can't remember the professional teams that he went and played for, but I can remember George at Swillington. They had a good team in those days as well in the Yorkshire.
So you went to watch these matches yourself then? You actually went to watch?
Occasionally, because I was playing myself, don't forget. I was playing for Meanwood in Leeds in the junior division of the Red Triangle, like, you know, under-18s. Don't get me wrong, we had excellent players down in Alton as well. I mean, goalkeeper, Tom Wolford. I mean, there were no goalkeepers better than him in the whole district when he was playing.
Was that something to do with the fact that he was quite a big bloke?
He was a big bloke, yeah, but he was a good, strong goalkeeper. I used to practice him down at the bottom of North Lane. There's houses built where there used to be a field with a shelter in. And I used to, on the way home from school, I used to kick some balls at Tom. And he was a good goalkeeper.
Did Mr. Plough's get any local players' trials at the big clubs?
He might have got Derek Flint, I'm not sure. Bearing in mind, he was also the chairman of the Baxter Nash Association. And he used to play for the Baxter Nash Cup. And Swillington used to play for it. Micklefield used to play for it. Woodlesford would be in it. They're all in the mix, you know. And
so he'd always be on the lookout for
Always on the lookout, yeah. His famous player was Len Shackleton, who he took to Newcastle, I think it was. And then he eventually finished up at, it was either Huddersfield or Bradford. And then he went to either Sunderland or Newcastle, and they left one of them to go to the other, you know, later on in. And I saw him. England played against Germany, West Germany, in a friendly. And I was over in Germany with the army, and I was playing for the town football team in the German second division. And they got tickets for us to go see the international match, England versus West Germany. And it was in the Berlin Olympic Stadium. Oh. And England won 3-0. Stanley Matthews. It wasn't then like it is now. I mean, all I wanted to do was play for Leeds United. And I never got asked, you know. But I wanted to. That was my aim in life, was to play for Leeds United.
Not Huddersfield Town.
Not Huddersfield Town,
because a lot of people around here did support Huddersfield.
Yes,
they
did. They did. But I wanted to play for Leeds United. That was in my playing days when I was playing, and they were very selective with Leeds. And then there was Brian Edwards. Brian Edwards is a village lad. As far as I know, he was born in Oulton, although he went to Woodlesford School. But Brian, I mean, he's one of the people in our claim to fame at Oulton, really, because as a footballer, oh, he was absolutely first class. You know, he was a thinking footballer as well. As well as being able to have it in your feet, you need to be able to think about it as well. And he was. If you can take your mind back to 1958 when Man United had their air crash, and then the FA gave them permission to buy players to build the team back up for Wembley because they got into the cup final, Brian Edwards had given the job of marking Ernie Taylor, who'd been bought by Manchester United to win the FA Cup. And the fact that he had a lousy game is because Brian Edwards played him out of it. That's how good Brian Edwards was. I think he had an England B cap, did Brian? Or an English League cap.
And did you know Brian then? Did you follow Brian's career when you were a lad?
You did. By virtue of being part of the village, you always knew what was happening, like, you know.
So when he signed for Bolton Wanderers, it was quite a big thing, wasn't it?
I mean, we all knew. We all knew Brian's been taken on, like, by Bolton. And then, I mean, the guy just developed.
And was there some surprise that he'd gone to Bolton rather than to, say, Leeds or Huddersfield?
I don't know. The mere fact that he went to Bolton Edwards were a first division team then. They wasn't, you know, I mean, I know they're in the Premier, but they were a first division team.
And Leeds weren't, and, were they?
No, they were second division, you know.
So that explains that a little bit. Yeah, it was a more attractive proposition for him.
Well, it would be, yeah. But, I mean, he played his football all his life for one club. That's brilliant.
And did you ever see him play cricket?
I saw him bat a couple of times. He was a good batsman. But not many times, like, you know. He had the right attitude, you know, to be a good, cool. He was cool when he was playing football. He was thinking all the time.
Where did you play football when you were a kid?
When we were kids and we used to play in the field, if there were a field empty that we could use, we weren't doing anything naughty, it were all right for us to use, then we'd go in and we'd go home via Quarry Hill and Ormsleyfield Lane, if we were walking that way round, and there was a game on in that field there. I mean, at that side there was a field, at that side there was a big rocky hump at that side. There was no houses there anywhere there. We were on there and we were playing. And it were all the guys from school. They were playing together, or next door was another field. Where Ormsleyfield Lane housing ended, the old houses ended, there was two fields. There was a field there and a field there, and we either played on one or the other, and depending whose ball it was.
What was the ball like then in those? Tell me about the ball.
Tell me. I've got a thinned vertebrae, a thinned disc with head in it. A football, because, you know, you head a ball a lot, you head it. It was just, they were made from leather, the pure leather. And there was no treatment to the leather. It was just as it was. If it got wet, then, it, you know, what leather's like when it gets wet. It weighs a ton, and it absorbs as much as it can. And trying to kick that when you're a kid at school, you just prayed for dry days. And it had a lace in the case itself. They put a bladder inside it, and it had a lace up. You let the neck of the bladder out and pump the ball up and then tied it off and put it back in and then laced it up.